This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's turn our attention now to a story that has dominated the international headlines in the last week or so. Now, this is 2 weeks ago. Sanctions were imposed by China on the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her immediate family in response to what the foreign ministry described as an egregious provocation. Ms. Pelosi visited Taiwan earlier this month in what was a highly controversial move. We know that China views the island as part of its territory, despite the fact that Taiwan has been governed independently since 1949. Well, political analysts have warned that Ms. Pelosi's decision to visit Taiwan would ratchet up U.S.-China tensions, which appears to have come to pass. I'm pleased to welcome in our studio the Chinese Consul General, Mr. Zhong Dong Tang, is with us. Ni hao, Mr.
Good morning, Titi.
Good to have you with us this morning. You know, I think maybe a good starting point would be to try and understand. It seems to me that the relationship that exists between China and Taiwan and Taiwan and the rest of the world is not understood in the same way, particularly not by the United States, who choose to define it in a certain way. Mm. What is China's view on the status of Taiwan and how it interacts with the rest of the world?
Okay. First, thanks much for inviting me to have a talk in this very powerful radio station.
Thank you.
My pleasure being here. Greetings to all listeners. So my name is Zhong Dong Tang, the Chinese Consul General in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. So today, taking this speaking opportunity, I would like to have some expound on China's position around the Taiwan question. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, let me take a minute to explain one China principle, because this is critical part for all of us to understand the Taiwan question. Mm-hmm. So what is one China principle? That is, there is only one China in the world, and Taiwan is a part of the China, and the government of the People's Republic of China is the sole legal government representing the whole of the China. The above three sentences are the core of the One China principle. So any country in the world who want to establish the diplomatic official relations with China is with the premise recognizing and make commitment on One China policy. Mm-hmm. So up to now, there is already have 181 countries have diplomatic ties with China. All of them, including the U.S., they recognize and make commitment on this One China policy. So let's, based on this One China principle, let's try to understand why the Mr. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan on 2nd August mm-hmm. made escalation of the tensions around the Taiwan Strait. So her visit, despite China's strong opposition and repeated representations at various levels, he made this blatant visit to China's Taiwan region. Mm. So it's, and China viewed this visit has formed a serious violation of One China principle and the provisions of the three China-US joint communiques. So we thought this is as a dangerous, malicious provocation to the current status quo across Taiwan Strait.
Mm-hmm. The United States, for their part, I mean, through this Taiwan Relations Act of theirs, seem to, I mean, they've basically, that Taiwan Relations Act seems to afford Taiwan all the rights, I suppose, and the privileges of a completely independent and autonomous country, barring full recognition and diplomatic status, they have all manner of other interactions and relations with Taiwan. I'm talking about commercial, cultural, and even military, because they do sell arms to them. Mm. So where is the disconnect in between that? They claim that they recognize the One China policy.
Mm.
So that, then where is the disconnect in terms of what the what that means, One China policy? Because it sounds to me, from what you're saying, the Chinese government feels that there should not be any kind of interaction, especially at that level of Nancy Pelosi or even U.S. Government officials as well, because that affords Taiwan diplomatic status. Where is that disconnect in terms of how this is viewed and your understanding between yourselves and the Americans about Taiwan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as just now I explained from the contender of the One China policy. So with this premise, China opposed any country, any party, or any government institution or government body to have any official interaction with Taiwan authorities, because Taiwan is a part of China. So any such kind of interactions with Taiwan authority is formed an infringement on China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. That's why we Chinese people and the China governments are quite angry and dissatisfaction to the visit by Mrs. Pelosi, because we saw such kind of retrogressive act has acutely interfered in China's internal affairs. We say that all that seems Taiwan question is purely Chinese internal affairs. No any country, no other country, even including U.S., have the right to make interference in such kind of issues. So we saw this visit significantly undermined the peace and the stability across the Taiwan Strait, which is our main purpose to keep, and escalated the tension along this street, and send a long single shoe and the shoe connivance and the support of Taiwan independence separates the forces.
Right. Let me ask you this, Mr. Tang, then. How does the Chinese government relate to I'm not even sure what you call it now, the government of Taiwan? What is the relationship that exists? With Africa, we have, as you know, we have a government, a national government, and then we have provincial governments with premiers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you view Taiwan?
A current status quo is very clear that both sides of Taiwan Strait belongs to one and then the same China. And then the government of the People's Republic of China is the sole legal government representing whole of the China. So in our view, Taiwan Authority is just a local government.
As in a province?
As a, yeah.
For lack of a better word.
You can, more or less you can say that it's a local government. So that's why we don't like to any country to have official interaction with a local government.
You spoke about, you touched on the Taiwan Straits there, and this recent military exercises, and I want you to explain to us how we are supposed to read them, because now the view is that this median line that has been crossed is also a violation of sorts. But you have just described this as the Taiwan Straits belongs to One China, as you say. But the military exercises, which are being seen as an act of aggression by the Americans and by the Taiwanese, what are we to understand of those actions?
Yeah, as just now I explained, Mrs. Pelosi's visit has formed a serious violation of One China policy, which is out of our, it has touched the red line we have in Taiwan question. So it makes China has no choice but to fight back, through holding military drills around the Taiwan Islands starting from 3rd August. So, and another thing also want to mention here, in August the 5th, China also announced the further countermeasures, including 3 cancellations and 5 suspendings, as well sanctions on Mrs. Pelosi and her immediate family. So I would like to reiterate, those military drills are open, transparent, and professional, with an aim to warn those perpetrators and discipline the Taiwan independence forces, that to show China military force formally have the capability to safeguard China's sovereignty and the territorial integrity, to deter the U.S. side from using Taiwan to contain China, and shatter the Taiwan Authority's illusion of seeking independence by relying on U.S. support. So such countermeasures are unnecessary and legitimate.
Mr. Tang, I want to ask you this as a final question, and it's a very difficult one, I know, to answer.
Please.
Is there a fear of escalation to the extent of an all-out war? And then as a second part of that, Mr. Xi has spoken about, reunification, or if I'm using
peaceful
the correct
unification
term, of Taiwan back into China. Is that a policy that will be pursued by any means necessary? And at the heart of what I'm asking is there a real danger here of escalation, beyond what we're seeing, and having a full-scale war on Taiwan or about Taiwan?
I want to make it clear, it is not China, but U.S. and Taiwan also decide to try to escalate the tension along Taiwan Strait. You can see through this, the visit by Mrs. Pelosi. So is China has done the best to look for a peaceful reunification, because we always, as we say, that is both sides are of the same family. So we the peaceful unification is the best way to fit for the national rejuvenation of Chinese nation. So is we will do whatever the measure we can to start for this peaceful unification. But meanwhile, since they still have the separatist forces and the external forces make interference into Taiwan question, so we will not renounce the use of them, all the measures.
Including
military. Yes.
Mr. Tang, I want to thank you. Or what's the correct way of saying it in Mandarin? Do I say xie xie ni? Is that right?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming, and I appreciate
it. Nice talking with you, TT.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.